You might assume Waukesha is installing massive pipes that will deliver Lake Michigan water to its residents. After all, the Great Lakes governors approved the city's request 3 years ago. But Waukesha still needs to get the green light from Wisconsin environmental regulators. Tuesday night, the Wisconsin DNR invited public comment on how the Waukesha plan would impact streams and wetlands. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz attended the hearing at Carroll University in Waukesha and shares this report.
Waukesha spent nearly a decade applying, reapplying, and adjusting its plan. The city had to demonstrate that tapping into the Great Lake was the most sustainable option to replace its radium-tainted water supply. It's under court order to deliver a solution by 2023. Waukesha plans to pipe 8.2 million gallons a day from Lake Michigan. One pipeline will deliver water from Milwaukee, and another will return it, after it's cleaned, to the Root River, which eventually flows into Lake Michigan in Racine. During construction, Waukesha's new infrastructure will cross 22 navigable waterways, that's streams, and the city says it will temporarily impact nearly 8 acres of wetlands. Integration Services Section Chief Ben Callen knows more about Waukesha's plan than anybody else within the Wisconsin DNR, at least according to the DNR. Callen says his agency is still scrutinizing whether during pipeline construction, Waukesha can impact wetlands temporarily and just how temporary that is.
Is it just 3 weeks during construction, or will it be something where the impact is in a high-quality wooded area where it won't be another high-quality wooded area, even with that temporary impact, for many years? We have to figure that out.
Cheryl Nen with Milwaukee Riverkeeper told the DNR panel her list of concerns was too long to condense into a few minutes. For one, Nen dismisses the notion that a wetland can be temporarily impacted.
We saw that there's significant amounts of wooded wetlands that are going to be converted to emergent marsh. Emergent marshes may never become wooded wetlands ever again, because in many cases, from what we've seen with other projects, that just doesn't happen. They become dominated by invasive species and are of a lesser quality than what was taken out in the first place.
Eric Stevens says he didn't realize his family lived along the proposed return pipeline until he got a letter telling him so.
My biggest concern, I guess, would be the time the construction would go on. We've lived along Martin Road for 22 years, and we've had probably 4 times at the creek that you will be opening to put the pipe in and then closing it back up. It does flood. It does kind of worry us that once you open it, it's not virgin dirt anymore. You're putting something back that might not stay that way just because of water rush.
The term precedent setting has followed Waukesha throughout its application. The city was allowed to apply to purchase Lake Michigan water under a closely scrutinized clause of the 2008 Great Lakes Compact. It allows communities located in counties straddling the basin to apply for a diversion. Waukesha resident Lori Longtine doesn't think the city's application meets compact criteria.
All you have to do is look at one of the maps out there, and you can see the one that Waukesha wants is the longest route. And that is going to, just from common sense, going to impact more wetlands, cross more streams, create more construction, runoff, other opportunities for pollution to get into our waterways.
Dan Dukniak, Waukesha's Water Utility Director, dismisses Longtine's assessment.
This just happens to be the best route that meets all the criteria. I think there was around 20 different criteria that we looked at, and this ultimately was the best route that caused the least amount of impacts for the return flow and for the water supply.
Public comment on Waukesha's proposed waterways and wetlands impact permit is open until September 19th. Dukniak says Waukesha will need another environmental permit for the wastewater it will treat and discharge into the Root River,
which we anticipate will be out within the next week or so.
That process gives the public another opportunity to share their views on Waukesha's ongoing process of securing a sustainable, safe source of drinking water for its residents. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.